longest-running program in the history of 77 WABC, Religion on the Line, with Rabbi Joseph Potasnik and Deacon Kevin McCormick.
George Harrison singing that?
Yes, a happy memory, George Harrison.
I think I may go on one of these quiz shows just to, you know, take music as the category.
Remember the old Honeymooners?
Let's go. I have a great friend of mine, Ezra Friedlander, the CEO of the Friedlander Group, a public policy consulting group based in New York City and Washington, D.C. And one thing I admire about Ezra, we talked about Sharon and his ability to say it as he saw it. That's Ezra Friedlander. It's not about being popular. It's about being principled. So he's one of the guests, and the other one you know.
Actually, it's a very good friend of mine, Brendan Maloney, who's the chair of our religion department at Zavarian, a BC and a Fordham University guy who has dedicated his life to religious education. So we thought it would be kind of a good idea to get these two perspectives to kind of support
one another.
All right,
so who do we go to first? I guess the Hebrew Testament comes before the Christian Testament.
Very good.
All right. Let's talk to Ezra. Good morning, Ezra.
Good morning.
All right. So you wrote an article that received a lot of attention. I've seen it in many publications. Why don't you tell us what you wrote?
I called for the creation birthright to a Jewish education. We all know that community supports birthright to a birthright Israel, which allows teenagers a free sponsored trip to reconnect with our heritage by traveling to Israel on a 10-day trip. And my thesis is that it's too little, too late. You need to provide a child with a Jewish education when the child goes into pre-1A or first grade through 12th grade, and that will allow the child to have a permanent connection with his or her heritage and by extension with the Jewish people, with Jewish heritage, with the Jewish religion, and that gives the child the tools to live a full Jewish life.
You know, I was talking to a educator the other day, and she was explaining to me that how important it is for parents to read to their kids at a young age. She said, look, if they don't learn to read early on, they can't catch up later on. And I think of religious education, we wait too long to convey these necessary tools. In a few cases, maybe we're successful, but in too many other cases, it just doesn't work. So there's a momentary, high where there's a bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, you know, confirmation, there's some form of Jewish education, but then it sputters out. And we're left with someone who is disconnected or someone who doesn't have the necessary, informational foundation to cope with the challenges thrust at that individual in society today.
Well, that's exactly why I called for the creation of Birthright to a Jewish Education. It should be parent-driven. A parent would receive a voucher that they could then select the school of their choice. It's all about being pro-choice. They're not being forced to participate in any one program. It's non-denominational. Conceptually, it's non-denominational, where everyone has the choice to send their child to a school that they
and make it almost cost free, or make it as inexpensive as possible.
Cost free. There are enough. How I call it is no other way of saying it. Jewish billionaires who should be committed to this. The rate of assimilation is sky high. We're losing Jews in vast numbers. There's no connection other than anti-Semitism, and that's sad, because it shouldn't be anti-Semitism that brings us together. It should be Jewish, a Jewish connection.
Jewish pride.
Jewish pride, and it should be based on an education that allows them to understand that their Jewishness is important to them beyond just anti-Semitism, beyond a trip to Israel for a couple of days, as important as that is, obviously, but still the foundation for a Jewish education will allow them to live full Jewish lives in whatever capacity the parents decide to do so. So I'm not pushing any brand of Judaism. I'm not pushing a particular stream. I'm being as inclusive as possible. It's up to the parent to decide how they would like to educate their child Jewishly.
We want to bring in Brendan Maloney on this as well. Brendan, now you have, other than the fact that you were born in Boston, which the only reason the rabbi...
Well, so was the... We got the former mayor, we got now the present mayor of Boston.
Okay, but it's not about you right now. It's about Brendan for a minute.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've gone to our finest schools. You went to Boston College, you have the master's, and you're in a graduate doctoral program at Fordham. And you spend your day every day at our school, as well as in your parish, working with kids to kind of bring their faith. Why do you see it as an important vocation?
I mean, a religious tradition plays that crucial role of drawing the youth into this truth that God has revealed. And the reality is that for kids today, they're encountering a number of difficulties. They're encountering a culture that's dominated by increasing secularization, dominated by kind of an exalting of the individual, and lastly, materialism. And when you get a group of people together that is a truly faith-based community, you're really able to help transmit that faith. It's all relational, and I think we certainly understand that at Severian.
And all the other Catholic schools as well. I don't want to turn this into a Severian commercial,
course.
Which I usually try to, but not in this case.
I know.
But what I also find, Brendan and Ezra and Rabbi, I ask you to think about this as well, but I think the importance of religious education early on, rather than just these big events, which are wonderful, and they play into the whole thing as well, but we talk about reading. I remember my dad and my mom reading Bible stories to us, so we knew who David and Peter and Moses and Mary were.
Right.
I mean, they were very important to us. I think that religious education, early as possible, establishes a personal grammar in which you can understand the world.
Ezra, Brendan, you can react as well. My thinking is that religion is part of education. You know, look, we have seen in history people who have so-called, they're educated, they have degrees, diplomas, and they've done some horrendous things, and you wonder, where is the moral component of that education? What happened there? So I think...
I always say religion is a guide, not a guarantee. It gives you the tools to have choice, to have bechira. The age old question is, if God knows everything in advance, ultimately we have no choice. So the answer is no. We still have the choice to decide how we will lead our lives, and a religious education will give a child a tool to understand what's important to them Jewishly, but it will also give them it will allow them to grow spiritually and morally as well. And for me, there's nothing more important than a child receiving a Jewish education, because that will allow them to live a full Jewish life. And there are studies today that question, why are we losing so many of our Jewish youth? And I'm trying to scream until I'm blue in the face. It's very simple. If you don't allow someone the tools to live a Jewish life by giving them a Jewish education, how do you expect them to be productive Jews?
And you could take the word Jewish out, put Catholic in, Brendan, and you come to the same conclusion.
Absolutely. And you could also add the reality of how desperately our society needs people with faith-based values.
Yeah.
How important that is. I
wonder how many agnostic hospitals... educations they don't exist. It's you know, Beth Israel or Our Lady of Mercy.
And you know, then you have the counterculture, where we're depicted as religious buffoons. You ever see the portrayals of people who are religious in the films? You know, bumbling idiots. Or you have the Woody Allen type of Jew who's apologetic, defensive for who he is. I talked earlier about Ariel Sharon. I admire Sharon. I admire anyone who's proud. I admire Catholics or Christians. I don't care what your faith is, but be proud of it. And we need that religious education, because without it, we're just going to see, you know, secularism growing. And I'm afraid we're going to lose, society is going to lose out greatly.